preach.
Wonderful to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for your holy presence.
Hallelujah.
And the love that you have for us, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, tonight that as we've come, Lord, that we've come with a love in our hearts, Lord, to worship you.
Yes.
And to worship you in spirit and truth. And sing these songs by revelation. Just, Lord, there's many revelations in these songs, Father. And Lord, here as we sing them, Lord, to help us in our walk with thee. And I pray, Lord, that you would just accept our worship tonight, Lord. And may you have the preeminence in our service. And bless each one that has come, Father. And just have your way in the service. And we just love and appreciate you tonight. We give you all the glory and honor and praise in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. If you would, turn your books to page 93, The Love of God.
Amen.
The love of God is greater than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star shall still endure. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love and your mercy in our lives. Oh, how we just love and appreciate you so much for all that you've done for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. You may sit in, be seated. If you would like, turn your songbook to pages 83. Sing the Lily of the Valley. Amen. I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In trouble he's my comfort, in trouble he's my savior. Every care on him to roll. Hallelujah, he's a lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He all my griefs has taken and all my sorrows borne. In temptation, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy name. I have found a mind forsaken and all my idols torn from my heart, and now he keeps me by his power. Though all the world forsake me and Satan tempt me sore, through Jesus I shall safely reach the goal. Hallelujah, he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He'll never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. While I live by faith and do his blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his remedy, the hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory, we'll see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. Hallelujah, he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, how we just love you, Lord, tonight. Amen. Turn over to page 38. Sing, draw me near. May that be our desire and hunger tonight. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But precious bleeding side.
crave me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Amen. In thine. Draw me
closer to thee. Oh, Father, that we commune as friend with friend. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. Glory, hallelujah. You may be seated. Brother Josh, would you like to come and take the offering? Yes, dear Lord.
All night, Lord, we just can't thank you enough for your blessings on us, Lord.
Amen.
Just continue to bless us with thy word, Lord.
Yes, dear Lord.
Lord, just sink it into our hearts, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord, let it be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable.
Yes, dear Lord.
Lord, we're just thankful for all things this night, Lord.
Amen.
Give you all the glory for everything, Lord. We give you the glory, Lord. Bless this offering, Lord, once again.
Yes, dear Lord.
Lord, you've blessed us so much on this end, Lord, and we just appreciate it. Bless you,
yes,
we
dear
ask
Lord.
For your upbuilding of thy kingdom, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray this night. Amen.
Amen. Let's sing that chorus, He Careth For You.
Amen.
He careth for you. He through sunshine.
shine or shadows, He careth for you.
Amen. Truly He does care and love us. Amen. How many would have something on your heart that you'd like to take before the Lord? Brother Finley, Jim, would you take the request tonight?
Lord, we come tonight with determination in our heart, Lord. We deserve.
Yes, dear Lord.
Father, we just ask that you bless each hand that went up, Lord.
Yes, dear Lord.
You know the need behind it. Whatever it is, Lord, only you can do it. Father, we just pray for the ones that are sick, Lord.
Yes, dear Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Does anyone have a special on your heart you'd like to sing tonight? Karen, do you have a song? Okay, we'd like to ask them to come and sing.
Circumstances that arise in our lives, many situations we must face, and in all the trials and tests, Satan tries to do his best to make us reason God's word away. But if we can just stop, let that word come to our minds, each decision that we make will be right. And though it comes against our flesh, dear Lord, it's for the best. So we need to feel a touch from you today. We need a little touch, Lord. Everything's all right with a little touch, Lord. We'll be able to make it through these perilous times. With the mountains so high, the valley so low, if we can just feel your touch, we know we can make it with just a little touch from you. We know we are living in such perilous times. Satan's going throughout the land. He'll try to take your mind with all the cares of life. He's deceiving all he can. But when we come into the temple and hear your precious word, that's the source from which our strength will be renewed. And though the battle's raging hot, dear Lord, it matters not if I can only feel a little touch from you. Just a little touch, Lord, and everything's all right. with a little touch, Lord, I'll be able to make it through these perilous times. With the mountains so high, the valley so low, if I can just feel your touch, I know I can make it with just a little touch from you. With the mountains so high, the valley so low, if I can just feel your touch, I know I can make it with just a little touch from you. Touch from you.
Let's all stand and let's sing that song, Only Believe, as we ask our brother come and bring forth the word. And may we be hungering and just ask that the Lord would reveal his word unto us tonight. Only believe.
For a moment of prayer. Lord, once more, we have an opportunity to come and, Lord, open up these precious pages of your precious word. And Lord, we just ask tonight that these few scriptures and quotes you've laid upon my heart, Lord, and myself, Lord, I don't even know where to begin, but Lord, we just ask that as I be the mouthpiece that reads these precious words, Lord, somehow it'll help someone tonight, Lord, and even myself, Lord, as I read these things, Lord, it's we see the time in which we're in and the closeness, Lord, of the hour. But yet, Lord, there ought to be a joy in our hearts. And Lord, a people ought to be responding, Lord, to the word that is coming forth in this hour. And Lord, a people getting ready to be caught away in the twinkling of an eye. And Lord, that's why we've gathered one more time, that Lord, to get instructions, Lord, to have you point the way. That, Lord, we would be exactly where you would have us to be. And, Lord, we just ask your blessings upon the remainder of this service and upon your word. And we'll never fail to praise you and give you the glory and the honor. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Oh, isn't he wonderful?
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, just couldn't help as we sang that little song, He Careth For You.
Amen.
My, how he does. Amen. Yeah. When you see what God's doing for us and where he's brought us from and where he's trying to take us to, he truly cares for us. Amen. While you're standing, let's turn our Bibles over to Romans, the 8th chapter. Very familiar scriptures tonight. Not going to read something we haven't heard, but let's just read it. Keep our hearts open. Keep in mind the things that's been being brought. And just let the Lord speak to our hearts. And maybe we'll find growing room or find something to help us sustain us. I pray, you know, I don't know where to go sometimes, and I believe the Lord has laid these few things to read upon my heart, and we just take it, and we take God at his word. And you know, oftentimes, as I said, as our brother even mentioned this morning, a lot of us been in this message so long, we've probably read every message, we've heard every message, we've listened to every message, and we've, over and over again, we hear it rehearsed, but God's got special ways of making sure that it comes back around and a little nugget catches here and then maybe another nugget someplace else and be able to gel that together in our hearts and bring something beautiful out for His purpose.
Amen.
But let's just read this. Our brother read this the other night real recently, Romans 8, and start there to 28th verse. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. And moreover, whom He did predestinate, He also called. And whom He called, He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. May the Lord bless you, His word, and you may be seated.
Hallelujah.
As you just to think about it, it struck me this morning. Our brother may have read this morning. I couldn't remember if it was this morning or last service that he read it. But it struck my heart as I was thinking of the Apostle Paul. And all that, as he read the scripture this morning, speaking of Paul, happened to forget all that was behind him.
Yes,
and oh my, how many of us can stand like Paul and maybe look back down the road and see the filth and the mess that I was in? But if anybody, as our brother mentioned, Paul standing there consenting to Stephen's death, persecuted many of the Christians of that day, made their lives miserable and all this.
Yes,
and then God struck him down and said, I've got to work for you.
Amen.
But oh, when I can imagine when Paul began to see,
yes,
that as he began to write this right here, the love that must have been in his heart, that whom he called, he's already justified.
Amen.
He's already glorified.
Glory.
Can you just imagine the feeling that had to be in Paul's heart?
Yes.
And that's what sometimes I feel. If you truly can't get yourself into the scripture, if you truly can't see that you was predestinated to be conformed to His image, that scripture don't have a lot of importance to you. Maybe that being justified is not that great. But oh my, if one time God can dip down into your heart and truly let you see by a revelation, oh, it'll put a whole new meaning to every scripture you read. But oh my, and that's what I pray, cry out to God, Lord, we read these scriptures. We hear these scriptures. But Lord, make it real to us.
Amen.
Make it a reality in our hearts and in our lives. I'd like to turn over let's go to Luke, the first chapter. I'm going to throw this in there before I kind of go a different direction. But just thinking about this, but God revealing stuff to different ones down through time, He revealed Himself to many at different times, in different situations. But Luke, the first chapter, and let's read this here, starting at the 26th verse. And we hear this many, you'll hear this quoted much throughout this time of year in this country. But this was scripture that was given for inspiration and growing and being conformed to His image. It wasn't just about something that the world calls Christmas or brought to light. But I want you to think about this now in a different light as the Savior, God, sent His only Son. May the great plan of salvation begin to start to unfold here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to listen. He says, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Oh my.
Amen.
I want you to get yourself in her place now. Little girl about 16 years old. Oh my, here comes an angel of the Lord appears to her. And I want you to think about it. That same God that sent that angel to her is here tonight to send you, to speak to you in any way, and can provide you with anything. And He's here. When this word begins to come forth, that same God's here to reveal it to you.
Amen.
I want you to think. Just keep that in mind. Don't let it just be a story that we read.
Amen.
But let it become a reality of what really happened here. This was her position to be fulfilled in her life at that time.
Yes.
This was scripture that had to be manifested. Someone had to be there to fulfill this, that a virgin shall conceive.
Amen.
And she was chosen of God for that place. Now think of it today. There's been a people called and chosen to be a wife and a bride to Jesus Christ. A highly favored people, a chosen people.
Hallelujah.
And by God's grace, if you have felt that calling into your heart and you can see that, And this word speaking to you, God is here to tell you and to show you through his word the place that he has for you. Every time the word comes forth, though it may come hot today and really scorch our hide, but it's God getting us ready. He's revealing his word to us. But he says here, as he goes on, he says, and the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, let's see, among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him his throne of the father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Amen. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. And therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Amen. I just want you to look how God took care of it all.
Amen.
That whole verse, there, Mary had nothing to do with it,
Amen.
But just an incubator, something to set there. And God did everything else. Amen. And before that, he prepared her before the world was formed to be standing there at that time that he could place that little son down in the womb there. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. And with God, nothing shall be impossible. And watch Mary's attitude. It's always struck me how she just said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. But look at the humbleness of the attitude. Not a lot of questions, not a lot of pushback, but just, Lord, let it be to me.
Amen.
And how, as we come in each and every time, that attitude needs, we need to have that attitude and be that humble. Lord, just let it be to me. Open yourself up and shut out the creeds and the dogmas and all the things you've heard down through life and just shut it all out. And as God's word's coming, let it be God speaking to your heart and realize, don't even look at the man that's standing up here, but listen to the word and open your heart to God and say, Lord, let it be to me according to thy word. But oh my, it's so hard for us to let go that it's a man, it's a pastor, it's just a human man. But get beyond that and ask God, if you can't get past that, Lord, open my understanding that I can see beyond what you're trying to get to us in this day. But I want you to catch this part. And Mary rose in those days and went into the hill country with haste. And to the city of Judah with haste. After this Lord revealed this to her, it was burning down on the inside. I want you to see that it created something inside of her, and with haste she had to go see Elizabeth.
Yes.
I want you to watch that. How there was stimulation down in there. It was burning. Mm-hmm. And away she went. Amen. And we'll stop there. Now let's go over into the book of John. Our brother read this morning. Amen. Many wonderful things, but and things, like I said, we're rehearsing, but I want you to pay attention. We're getting to that stage where God is speaking to his elect.
Amen.
And I want you to remember, even when we came to Mary, look at all the different people that was on the earth at that time that he could have appeared to, but he chose her before the world was formed.
Amen.
And how he chose us as well before the world was formed.
Amen.
We've had a call in our heart. There's something that drove me to sit here today. There's something that was strong enough in me to pull me to come and to listen, then there, God's got something for me. Amen. John, the 4th chapter, and I don't want to take up a lot of time. I got some quotes I want to read. Let's see. Amen. My brother, like I said, he covered some of this morning, but it's just, we'll just start at the 23rd verse. This is where Jesus was speaking to that little woman at the well. And we talk about it so much, but oh my. I can relate. Amen. And when you can see that God spoke to you in this day, oh my, and still speaking to you, out of joy, out of bringing our hearts. And as we spoke last Thursday, I believe a couple Thursdays ago, about being that revival's in our heart, how that stimulation's ought to be bubbling and burning. It's not a stimulation of music, it's a stimulation of what God has done and revealed into your heart. And it bubbles all day long, and it bubbles all week long, and all year long, and it just gets greater. Every time you come in and hear the word, and you find growing ground, it just gets that much greater. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God reveals himself to us. Amen. He says here with the 23rd verse of the 4th chapter, But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. And God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
And the woman saith unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. And when he is come, he will tell us all things. And oh my, I just can't help but have to feel what that little lady felt in her heart when he said the next few words. And Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto you am he. And I want you to stop and think just for a moment. There this little lady was, living with a sixth husband. Already had had five. And the one she was living with wasn't even a husband. All of her sin that was in her life, the corruption. And here stood a man that told her everything that she was doing wrong.
Yes, amen.
And knowing what the penalty was for that,
amen,
at that time.
Yes.
And here she is, not trying to hide it, not trying to cover it up, but just something about it she couldn't help but just open up to him.
Amen.
And oh my, as she began to listen and see this, and then see that work of that prophet, and he's that Messiah.
Amen.
And then he said, oh, I that speak unto thee am he. And we'll skip down to the 28th verse. And the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city, saying, come see a man. She didn't wait for nothing. It had caught a hold in her heart. She didn't have to go ask, truly. She was just saying, come see a man. Is not this the Messiah? Oh my, it was burning down inside of her. She didn't have to go grab someone else and say, before I go tell somebody else, let me. Oh, it was stimulation was down already inside. Oh, she had got a hold of something. And as I begin to think about this, how this word, as it's coming forth, it should be getting a hold of us. And oftentimes, Brother Branham always said, we can get people to church, but we can't get them to Christ. And just getting to church and hearing this over and over and over, it's wonderful. It'll prepare the ground. Keep it stored in there till the right time. But you still, it's got to come to a place where it's ignited.
Amen.
Where it's revealed to you personally.
Hallelujah.
That it brings this body to life. And it will do things in this body that this body typically wouldn't do. It'll make men quit going to NASCAR. It'll make men quit watching football. It'll make women quit being disobedient to their husbands. All of this life truly coming inside. We'll bring this body subject to every word. It will throw that body subject. And I just want you to remember, as our pastor stood here and threw that little bottle of water from this hand to that hand several services ago, but I just want you to think about that. It just automatically, it went from one to the other. Let that. God does all things for a purpose. And as our brother begins to get up here and minister, God may have him do a little something like that. And you may sit back there and think, I don't know why he did. God has a reason for these things.
Amen.
Amen. Why did Jesus have to go turn that water to wine?
Mm-hmm.
Why did that have to happen? Why did he take two little fish and five loaves and break it and feed 5,000? He had a purpose for it. That was there. And those people never forgot those miracles.
Amen.
And that little bottle tossing from hand to hand, that's not a miracle. That's just something that he does. But God can use demonstrations as our brother feels led to do things.
Yeah.
Our pastor, someone else's pastor, if God lays it on their heart, you watch God use that some way to help someone.
Yes.
It might be the very thing they need to trigger our human brain, to throw it right in tune, that God can reveal what God's trying to show us.
Yeah.
Amen. Look at the many times of the stories that some call it, that Brother Brandon would tell as he began to minister.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, there was more to the story than just a story. And God used that many times to catch a hold.
Amen.
Put people in the right spot that their hearts could be touched and he could get a hold and show what he was after.
Hallelujah.
God moves in mysterious ways sometimes,
amen,
his wonders to perform.
Amen.
But oh my, how we're a people that's, we're here, we hear this message and we hear and can see, look back and see all that God can do and has done.
Mm-hmm.
But do we truly believe he can still do those things today? You know, as our brother mentioned this morning, we're looking for a life. We're not looking for signs and wonders. But God's still a worker of miracles.
Yes, he is.
He's still a God that can heal all of our diseases. He's still a God that can do all these things that we have need of. But you've got to take him at his word and be open and receptive to him. And sometimes we got to clean out all the clutter. Clean out our minds and our hearts and let it become open and forget and trying to hold on. Well, I don't want to have to hear that because I'd have to give this up. Close your mind. Give yourself to the Lord and say, Lord,
amen,
I'm opening up my heart, Lord.
Yes.
Show me, and Lord, you take me.
Amen.
You know, oftentimes there's things of the world that maybe as we begin to our walk with the Lord that we want to hang on to. Maybe a family member. Maybe this over here we don't want to let go of. Certain thing over here we're trying to hold. And as a human being, it's really hard to let go of that thing. But if you ever, Jesus Christ ever truly reveals to you His precious word, it's easy to let go of that football game. It's easy to let go of that tobacco problem. It'll just go. You won't even think about it. It'll just be gone. But you got to open yourself up to Jesus Christ and let Him do the work that's needed. Amen. I want to read here in Awakening Jesus, a little paragraph. As he's going to speak about this little woman. And I want you to apply it to yourself. Each one of us have came here from somewhere. Maybe we were in another message church, and maybe we went to church, but our life wasn't really in it. Maybe I was never been to church, and then all of a sudden, somewhere along the way, I heard this precious word. Somebody invited me. I came in amongst the word, and something sparked. Something grabbed a hold of. Maybe I was a child that's been raised in this, maybe even in this church. As I've been coming up through, there's something beginning to spark in my heart. A reality, a more reality in my life than what mommy and daddy's told me about. They've told me this and they showed me that, but yet something down on the inside of you now is beginning to come alive. Hallelujah. And I want you to think about this. He speaks here on page 10, paragraph 69. He says, watch the light struck that germ of life that was laying in that little lady. She didn't say the plant. Watch the light that struck the germ of life. The plant went to growing quickly, magic quickly. This prostitute outscourged, kicked out, not a trained priest, a woman in bad life, but she was predestinated to eternal life. And when the light struck it quickly, she recognized it. And she said, sir, I perceive thou art a prophet. And we haven't had one for 400 years, but yet we know there's coming a Messiah, and that Messiah will be a prophet, and he will tell us these things. And she knowed a man that told her that wouldn't tell her a lie. And he knew it, and he said, I am he that speaks with you. She never asked another question. Oh my. It was sealed. It was there. And I want you to think about that. As this word comes forth, if we still have to ask one more question, it didn't anchor. When it anchors, it's amen to it. And so be it. And it's there in that germinated life. And our brother has tried so hard to bring the quotes. The Holy Spirit's led him to do so to show us. That when Brother Branham said it'll quickly throw this body subject, the Lord meant exactly what he had our prophet say. Hallelujah. And how we've let that become, well, it wasn't quite automatically. He didn't mean it quite that. And we've let people take that and steal it away from us. But let's take and let God speak directly to us. Just like that little woman at the well, even though he was telling her everything she'd ever done wrong, she was open. And she had to say, that's the truth. That's the truth. You've told me nothing but the truth. Oh my, and just so she was open to it, and look what God, it struck in her heart. And oh my, it done a work in her life. Amen. She never asked another question, but into the city and said, come see a man. Look at the difference. When that light strikes, it'll either blind or bring it to life. It's got to. Life. Bible scripture. And I want you to think about that. How many, the same word that it, over the years has struck your heart. And oh my, it was amen. But others, it blinded their eyes and they just turned. Oh, no more with it. But oh my, there's those predestinated of God that was predestinated to be conformed to His image. There's something down on the inside of them. It's just like a little grain of wheat in the natural as you throw it out in the ground. The waters come in the sunshine and it cannot help but to bring forth another wheat. And nothing can stop it from growing wheat. Nothing can change it or alter its course. It will grow. Right, exactly what it was predestinated to be. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. And by God's grace, He's got all things in His hands. Amen. And He predestinated us. He justified us. He glorified us. He called us. Amen. How can we help but not be exactly what He said we'd be? Amen. It's got to be the genuine, though. Amen. You've got to find yourself in there. Can't write on somebody else's shirt tail. But it's got to be what God's revealed to you. Amen. Amen. This is in the message, when their eyes were opened, they knew Him. Preached in 64, I believe. March 12, 64. He speaks here, page 119. All of her blackness was made white, and all the Pharisees' white was made black by rejecting it. That's the difference. See, shining light through the Word. Because her name had been put on the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. And she recognized it right now. It took that little seed, was laying back behind all this vulgar dirt and everything like that, and cleaned it out. Amen. She knew all about what was in those, the word. She knew that the Messiah was coming. She knew all of that, but yet all this dirt had cluttered up her life. But at the time God saw fit, he began to clear that clutter. And oh my, he opened up her heart and revealed himself, and that seed came to life. Brother Branham said a seed can go a long time before he finds out he's a son. But oh my, once he finds out he's a son, there's no going backwards. It's a climbing and growing at that point. Amen. That's what he come for, to clean out them kind that the Father had given before the foundation of the world. Amen. I feel religious when I know that to be the truth. Not he that willeth or he that runneth. It's God. Not how much you've done or how much you didn't do. No man sought God. God sought you. And when the light flashed, them Pharisees, oh, I've heard that stuff before. And he's Beelzebub. That's a fortune teller. And the whole thing went black. And that's the popular theme of the people in this message. I've heard that before. I've heard that before. There ain't nothing to that. They don't even give God an opportunity because there's nothing down on the inside predestinated in a lot of hearts to give God an opportunity to bring it and show them. And that's why we must be really careful that we never harden ourselves to the word of God, but stay open, stay humble.
Amen.
And let God deal with our hearts. Amen. It's so easy to remember. As I said, it's so easy just to think, oh, that's Brother DeLong. I've known him 50 years. He's your pastor that God placed here to bring you the word. And if it's the word, we better forget that there's a man standing here. And remember the message we just had not long ago, who was speaking through William Marion Branham. And we're just reading back and bringing back what God has already stored up on printed page. Amen. You just look at that Bible, how many years old it is, and how God has protected it, that it's still in the original continuity that it was written in. God's got control. You may see all this world go haywire, and that's fine. That's Satan's civilization, but God's watching over his own. He don't care about all that goes on out here. He's got one goal in mind. He said he'd have a people. Oh, that he would have the preeminence of, and they would declare to this nation that he was alive. Amen. And he's made sure they've got the food and the place and the nourishment to get it, to see it come to pass. And he said, when the light flashed, said, oh, I've heard that stuff before. He's Beelzebub. That's a fortune teller. The whole thing went black. And that little woman, back black up here, white down here, she said, I know when the Messiah cometh, and I'm looking for him. When he comes, he'll do that. He must be his prophet. You must be his prophet. And he said, I am him. She said, come see a man that told me the things that I've done. Isn't that the word that discerns the thoughts that's in the heart? Isn't that the very Messiah? And she ought to be in the United States preaching tonight. As much as I'm against it, she ought to be here doing something like that, showing some of these fellas what is the Messiah. Notice, once inside, opened their eyes by the scripture, he showed himself and he opened their eyes. And when she said that, he come in. And she said, the revelation, the seed was down there, and when the sunlight turned it on, you can take a seed and bury it under a rock. I see not long ago where the sunflower seeds they had in a package for nearly 4,000 years in Egypt. And they took that seed and some of that wheat that was in the garner that Joseph put in there all of those years. And when it was placed in the ground, the sun struck it and it lived. And the germ of life stayed there. Oh, brother, when we were ordained of God before the foundation of the earth to be sons and daughters of God, when that light strikes it, there's no denomination, no church boundaries. There's no criticism. There's nothing going to stop it. It's going to live because God said it would. And I want you to think about that. God knew that that seed was going to be stored over there in that pyramid. He knew somehow he must have laid it on Joseph's heart to store that in there. And in this day that it would come back to light to show that what God ordained before the family, put that life in that little seed, you can't blot it out. It'll still bear. Oh my. How we ought to be looking as we weigh our lives, and this word's coming forth every time. And as we sit here, and we can see it, how we should truly be watching.
Amen.
And if we see that we're short, we ought to be having that press that he talked about this morning. As we sit here and we hear it and we see, oh Lord, I'm short. I can tighten the belt here. Lord, I see that this needs to go and this needs to be overcome. How that ought to be pushing in our hearts.
Amen.
But do we even think about it? Does it stay there? Do we, Lord, I want to see that overcome in my life. Or is it just we heard a message and we leave? But that predestinated, and that's the difference, a predestinated won't forget about it. It'll be burning, it'll be bubbling, and that's what we're here for. Us, the little elect, has got to get ready. This is the words for her. There might be many of us sit here, but there may be only one elected in this building. And God's going to make sure that that one little elected knows exactly what the word's going to do in her life, and she'll be ready for the appearing of the Lord. But oh my, may it be in each one of our hearts that we're going to be that one, and that it's burning in our hearts.
Yes.
That we just don't come into church, it's church night again. And oh, we're going to hear this again. And no, but it's God speaking to us.
Amen.
Oh my, God looks upon the heart. He knows
Amen.
Everything about us.
Yes, he does.
Amen. Hallelujah. Here in the fourth seal, and our brother read the other night as he was ministering, I believe it was last Sunday night, he read the scripture in Corinthians, though I speak with the tongues of men of angels. And as he went through that, you just see things in different ways, in different lights, and you begin to think about stuff. And this is in the fourth seal, Brother Branham speaking here, about midways of the page, on page 290. And he says, though I speak with tongues of men and angels and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. And though I could do it so these things, doesn't mean that you have the Holy Spirit. But when he, the person, the immortal spirit of Christ, becomes your personal savior and changes you and throws your views right straight into Calvary, into this word, something has happened. Yes, sir. Something has happened. No one will have to tell you about it. You'll know it when it happens. Amen.
Amen.
I don't have to run over and ask Brother So-and-so if I got it. I don't have to go ask Mommy and Daddy if I got it. I'll know I got it. Amen. That's God's promise. Amen. Oh, and you'll know. Amen. Hallelujah. A little old song. You won't have to ask nobody. You'll feel it in your soul. Amen. He says that the thing has happened. Something has happened. No one will have to tell you about it. You'll know it when it happens. The new wine, when it brings revelation, then it's revealed. And that's the way it was at Pentecost. They knew that there was supposed to be a spirit poured out upon them. And they waited till this happened. And when the vindication of that of the revelation took place, amen, like watch it, when the vindication
amen.
Of that revelation took place. That's what we're looking for. Not just say, I believe that, brother, but we're looking for a vindication
amen.
In our lives that we believe that. When you see that take place, you talk about a stimulation.
Amen.
It's one thing to say, oh, I've got it here and I got it there. But when you can see this body quickly coming subject to that word,
yeah.
oh my, then it begins to be a new stimulation with the vindication taking place. Amen. He says, and when the vindication of the revelation took place, then stimulation was on them. They sure did. They steamed up too, right out into the streets where they were afraid and had doors shut. So they went out into the streets where they had been afraid of a group of people preaching the gospel to them. That's right. Something had happened because the true word of promise was vindicated. And now let's stop here a minute. If that brought such a positive to them men that they nearly every one of them sealed their testimony with their blood. No matter what came along as they lived, they never got over it. It stayed there. Amen. I like it.
Amen.
Amen. Don't matter if you get to be 100 years old. It'll stay there.
Amen.
It'll be right there. Amen. When they lay you in the ground one of these days, it'll still be right there. And when he calls, amen, you'll come forth.
Amen.
Oh, man. The dead dead in Christ shall rise first.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory.
When you think about God and his greatness, amen. Hallelujah. I think of Elisha. I think it was. Then they threw that old dead man down and on his bones. And he popped back to life. Oh,
hallelujah.
My, they must have known then. Amen.
Yes.
See, he says here, that's right. Something had happened because the true word of promise was vindicated. Let me drop down. Okay. Because it was the true word of the promise vindicated. The revelation become vindicated and they died sealing their testimony with their own blood. Now look at the promise of the last days. And here we are, we see it vindicated right before us, the present coming out of the Holy Spirit and the works he was supposed to do. We find it right among us. Oh, we should, oh my, how can we hear it? Something takes place, I tell you, friend, when the real, true, sincere, predestinated believer, when that light strikes upon that seed, something bursts forth to a new life.
Amen.
That little woman at the well, when those scholared priests Lord. Said, well, that's the devil, he's a fortune teller, he's just telling them people their fortune, he's a devil. When that little woman with that predestinated seed, but think right then, Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father draws him, and all the Father has given me will come.
Amen.
Amen. I believe that's where I wanted to stop. We'll stop there. But that little woman at the well, just think of it.
Yes.
The priest and the religious people said, that's a devil.
Mm-hmm.
And many will say, that's not so. You don't have to go that far. That's not necessary. But that vindicated word down on the heart of that little believer. Amen. It'll produce that predestinated seed of vindication. And that you watch as it's being vindicated in your life, it'll stimulate you. When you can come in and sing, he careth for you, and you can truly see what he's done and what he's doing for you. Every day of your life, you can see he's truly caring for you. When it's revealed to you, through sunshine and sorrow. Amen. Think of old Job sitting out there on an old ash heap. Oh my, scratching his boils, his children gone, all gone from him.
Amen.
Looked like life was at an end. But oh my, when this struck him and he saw God in the thunder and the lightning, he raised up off of there and said, oh, though the skin worms eat this body, I'll see God.
Amen.
Oh my, how that ought to burn in our hearts. Amen. When we can see that God, the word is coming forth, and I see it getting control of my life. I see overcoming. Oh, that ought to create a stimulation
Amen.
In me.
Amen.
Maybe I'm someone that, maybe I don't have the new birth, but I can truly know someone else, and I can see that God has fulfilled in their life exactly what this word's saying should happen in that person's life. May that give me the desire to cry out, Lord, I want what they've got. I want, Lord, what you're doing for them. I want it in my own life, Lord. Oh my, as a wife, I can't go in on my husband's. As a husband, I can't live off my wife's revelation. But each one of us with a vindication and a stimulation burning. Lord, I'm here to do thy will, O God.
Amen.
And it'll bring forth out of our lives a vindicated revelation. And oh my, what a joy, what a revival. I think of that little Welshman. He had experienced all that was there. There was something down inside of him. That's why he could whistle. That's why he can say, oh, just let me tell you where it's at.
Yeah.
Amen. It sure beats walking up to someone and you say, how you doing, brother? Oh, my back hurts and my leg hurts and my head hurts. But oh, the Lord's good today.
Amen.
You see the difference. It will give you a new outlook on life. It'll change the way you view things of everyday living. It'll change your atmosphere around you. Oh, my. We're all going to have aches and pains, and I sure don't want to get old. But oh my, I pray God give me the desire that years old, let it be still burning and bubbling out through me.
Amen.
That there would be a joy showing on my face. Amen. Hallelujah. You know,
you
just never know where life will take you.
That's for sure.
You know, as you look back to our examples, Daniel never thought the day he was going to wind up in a lion's den.
Mm-hmm.
Them Hebrew children never thought they were going to wind up down there in a fiery furnace. Peter never probably thought about being crucified upside down. But oh, God got the glory through every one of their lives.
Amen.
You to think about it. It may have looked like in the natural as Peter's brothers gathered around and they were crucifying him. But oh my, God was being glorified.
Amen.
Them men, they had something real. It was burning in their heart that no matter what you do to this body, I'll serve my God.
Amen.
Oh my, we may not have to give our life as a testimony, seal our with our blood today. But that's still how it's burning in our heart. Though my wife decides she's going to leave me and go away, I'll serve you, Lord. Though my children say, Lord, I'm going away, I'll serve you, Lord.
Amen.
God knows all about it. Though Daddy decides he don't want nothing to do with me, Lord, I'm here to serve you.
Amen.
And oh my, how that ought to be burning in our hearts. Lord, let me be that pillar for you today.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's see here. This is in There Is a Man That Can Turn on the Light, preached December 29th, 1963. Amen. Let me see. I don't know. Very familiar. Page 13, paragraph 74. So life is only by the Word of God made manifest. Life comes only by the Word of God made manifest. As long as it is just in the book, like this, it can still be questioned. But when it's made manifest, then you see the product of what it spoke of being manifested, then that light is on the word. See, that's what brings the word. So when it comes to pass, that is life in light, and light bringing life, and light brings life. Plant the wheat out here and put it in the basement, cover it over, and it'll never bring forth anything because it can't. There's no light there. But as soon as the light strikes it, then it'll bring forth life. It's a germatized seed.
Amen.
That's the same thing it is with the word of God. See, the word is God. And when the light strikes it, it brings the word to life again. Every age has always been that. And oh, how we appreciate these great things and how the word being vindicated is the light of the spoken word, see?
Yes.
God said, let there be light. Now, what if he had just said it and no light come? Then we don't know whether it's true or not. We don't know whether he is all right. We don't know whether he is God or not. Because he just said, let there be, and there wasn't, see? But when God speaks and we see it, and then the light shines forth, the truth of the word.
Amen.
There is the light and the life. Amen.
Amen.
All natural life comes by his spoken word.
Yes.
And the sun is his spoken word. And he said he created a great light in the heavens for the day and a lesser light for the night.
Yes.
And all natural life has to come by God's spoken word. A flower cannot grow without the light of God's spoken word shining upon it for the For the S-U-N is the sun, is the spoken word of God. When he said, let there be light, see, it's God's spoken life. No matter how much people try to say this, that, or the other, it still remains the same. You have to have the sun. So life natural can only come by the spoken word of God. And spiritual life, eternal life, can only come by God's spoken word of life. And life was the S-O-N. This time in him is light, and in him is no darkness. And he is God's spoken light. Is that right? God's spoken word. For in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God, and it's forever God. And it takes the light of God to strike the word, to make it live. And here is what he spoke. Now let the light shine, let the light shine, and the light will bring the word to its right position in its season. Amen. And you'll see it when it comes time. Amen. And I want you to think about that. God's word is coming back forth.
Amen.
Time and time again.
Hallelujah.
And what it'll strike, and you watch that vindicated life start to take place in you. Watch for the vindication of the life.
Yes.
And you watch it when you can truly see it vindicated.
Yes.
What a stimulation it'll bring into
Yes.
your heart. It'll make you sing. It'll make you happy.
Yes.
It'll bring the fruits of the Spirit. It'll make you long-suffering. It'll make you have brotherly kindness. It'll make you think more on the things of others. It'll do all these things for you. You won't have to do any of it because it's life, and it automatically grows as it comes forth. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments. Amen. Hallelujah. But oh my. Just want you to think about that, though, how it created a stimulation,
yes,
and how it set them to running, and it put something in there, a pressing, that zeal, as our brother was talking about, trying to reach the goal.
Yes.
And each one of them, do we truly feel that in our hearts? And we can only answer that. No one can, I can't tell you you do or you don't, but you've got to answer for yourself. Do you have a zeal? Do you have a press? Do you have a joy as you're hearing this word? Does it create something on the inside of you, or does it truly just come when you just can't wait for service to be over? You just can't wait to get out the door. The Holy Spirit's here trying to show us what we have need of.
Amen.
Every service we come. And if we'll come in open and just kneel down before him.
Amen.
And be as Mary was, Lord, let it be to me.
Yes.
If we would just open ourselves up and be humble and reverent and give God an opportunity. Don't try to, we know more than the pastor. We know more than the word. But humbly come in and kneel down before God and say, Lord, open my heart. And Lord, reveal to me yourself in the person of your word. Oh my, that we would see the reality of every word of God made manifest.
Amen.
Oh my, that it would bring a vindication in our lives. That it's bearing out. Not that it just be in a book. But oh my, we would see these books made alive. Amen. Oh, God is so precious. Hallelujah. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. Has anyone got a course on your heart or something like to say before our brother comes? Amen. Just thank God for his mercy and his grace. He's been so good to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 266, because he lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my saints. When you think of those precious words, and when you can think back at the time that was happening. Oh, my. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
God sent his Son. They called him Jesus. He came to love.
Amen.
He lived and died.
Amen.
Amen. And then as death, yes, gives way to victory, amen, I'll see the lights, oh Lord, amen, yes dear Lord, amen, because he lives, oh hallelujah,
I can face tomorrow,
amen. Words in these songs. Amen. So good to be able to place yourself there. See God's grace. Amen. Enjoyed that message tonight. May God fill our hearts with it. Every word of it. Amen. The hour and time we live. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you, Lord. You're just so wonderful. So glorious. As we listen to what the prophet said today, Lord. If I had 10 million tongues to tell how much I love you, it wouldn't be enough. Oh God, how glorious you are. When we can stand in this hour, Lord, and see grace, what you've done for us. As our brother read, Lord, and if we can truly see we're justified as though we never done it in the first place, talk about a rejoicing. Oh God, then when he's justified, he's also glorified. Our journey's finished, Lord. We're just acting out our part. Who finished it? Who done all things? You did, Lord. It's already done. Lord, we're just following the great plan that you've laid out. Following the great desire you place within the hearts of a people. Oh, we appreciate you, Lord. We don't feel worthy of it. We see it's all by grace, Lord. We pray that, Lord, these next few days, if you should tarry, that there'll be something, Lord, stir and reignite in our hearts, Lord, ignite in our hearts that's never been ignited before. Oh, God, such a fire burn in our hearts. A love for our Lord Jesus Christ. A love for that word, Lord, to be fulfilled and made magnified in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy. I say that many times, but I am so appreciative. Lord, when I look around and I see the world and the condition it's in, see the people, Lord, that know what's right, They have heard the word. They have heard the things that prophet said. They know exactly what you're going to do in this hour. And yet they have turned their backs and turned to filth and sin, the corruption of this life. Oh God, and go on in life as though nothing goes on, as nothing ever happened. But Lord, to look at their lives, they're like the little boy whistling through the graveyard, trying to put on, Lord, that they're happy and everything's all right in life, when deep down inside, Lord, their life is in turmoil. God, thank you for your mercy and grace. Draw us closer to thee, Lord. As we leave this little place now, may we keep thee always before us. As David said, that we sin not against thee, O God. Keep our hearts and minds, our affections centered on things above and not on things of this earth. We ask it in your precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. I've mentioned, just if anybody can do anything to help our brother and sister for a little dinner for their family after the funeral and things, just let them know what you can do and what you can bring or take for them or give to them, whatever. Maybe you can't fix a little something, maybe just give them a few dollars to buy something if you have to, but do something to help them. Amen. And make sure, I want the deacons to make sure if they need anything that there to help them. Amen. The church is here to help them through this time of sorrow. Amen. We love our precious brothers and sisters. Amen. We all have things common. Amen. Be in unity of the Holy Spirit. And I want each of you to know that we're here for each other. Amen. We're here to serve God together. We're going to spend eternity together. Why not start now? Amen. Doing all we can. Amen. To help. As our brother mentioned, thinking more in the things of others than the things of ourselves. May God bless you now. Amen. Just do, as I said, what you can to help them. May God bless you in doing so. Amen. You're dismissed.